The government of Turkmenistan intends to create an enormous lake. Past politicians have praised the project, calling it the Golden Age Lake, as a symbol of revival of the Turkmen land. But the project is under a torrent of criticism from many scientists who are concerned the lake will become an artificial Dead Sea. Science News writer Richard Stone reports that the lake project could even spark a water war with neighboring Uzbekistan.
It's one of the most ambitious water projects that has ever been undertaken. What they're doing is taking drainage water from agricultural fields and diverting it to a natural depression in the desert in the northern part of the country. Very controversial project, a lot of criticism about the aims, about whether it's feasible, about the quality of the water that will fill the lake, and even some concerns that it might spark a regional water war.
So what do the politicians say is the reason for building the lake?
Well, the justification for the lake, and it's a perfectly valid concern, is the salinization of much of the agricultural land in Turkmenistan. And there are a few reasons for this problem, how this problem arose. One is the construction of the longest irrigation canal in the world, called the Karakum Canal, from the Amudarya River. The big problem was that for most of the length of the canal, it's unlined. So water leaks out of the canal, it raises the water table, and that brings salt to the surface, and that is what makes it very difficult to grow crops, and it can spoil drinking water. That's one of the problems. The second problem is that cotton requires a lot of water for irrigation. The land is over-irrigated, there's a huge amount of runoff, and that's dumped into the desert. And when it's dumped into the desert, it also raises the water table. So you have a couple of different factors conspiring to make the soil in Turkmenistan highly saline. And this is what the project is trying to address.
So that's where the water is going to come to fill it, from runoff and water that's dumped in the desert?
That's right. What they've done is excavated two very long canals, one more than 700 kilometers long, one 400 or so kilometers long, taking drainage runoff, diverting it to a natural depression in the northern part of the country. And so it's going to address the problem of this excess drainage runoff, what to do with it. And so that's the basic plan. They're going to fill up the depression with this drainage runoff.
What are scientists saying about using irrigation runoff and this wastewater to fill this lake?
Well, there are a number of problems, some would say critical flaws in this plan. One is whether the volume of water that will be passing through the canals is going to be sufficient to fill the depression and create a lake. This is a desert. Turkmenistan is mostly desert. The evaporation rate is very high. You're going to be losing water along the way to evaporation. The canals themselves are unlined, so you're going to be losing a lot of water just to the soil as the water is passing through the canals. So how much actually reaches the depression that they intend to fill to create this Golden Age lake? It's very uncertain.
And we're talking about a really big lake.
Really big, almost the size of the Great Salt Lake in Utah. 120 kilometers long, a couple dozen kilometers wide, so it's shaped like one of the Finger Lakes. And a depth of over 100 meters. So pretty substantial water body is what they intend to create. And at the rate that the Turkmen officials say it's going to be filled, they think it'll take about 100 years to create the lake.
So the scientists are saying there are a lot of potential problems. Is there any evidence? Has this been done before? Anything like it?
Well, it's pretty straightforward to assess the evaporation rate of the water to estimate how much water will be lost through unlined canals. But another problem is that this drainage runoff, it's quite salty and it's contaminated with fertilizers and pesticides. So the other problem is, what is the water quality of this lake going to be?
Sounds like if there's evaporation problems, then you'll just end up with a Dead Sea.
That's what a lot of people are worried about. And some Turkmen scientists have devised filtering media that can filter out the contaminants, like the pesticides and the fertilizers. And in principle, the filtering media should work. But currently, there's no plan to install treatment plants on the canals. Now, the Turkmen scientists say that the salt will come out of the water column as the water passes through the canals. But some of the independent scientists who I spoke with don't have any idea how that's actually going to work.
Now, there was a recent change in leadership about a year ago there in Turkmenistan. What's the new leadership saying about this project?
The new president of Turkmenistan, Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov, has not spoken publicly about Golden Age Lake, which to a lot of independent scientists, critics who want to see the lake project stopped, they think this is encouraging. They think there's a window of opportunity to persuade the Turkmen government to commission an independent scientific review of the project. And what a lot of the critics feel is that if this review is done, it will be pretty damning. And then the Turkmen officials will stop the project before the lake actually begins to fill.
Now, you mentioned at the beginning that there was concerns about a water war. Why would that happen?
Well, this is one scenario that some people fear, that as people predict, if the flow rate into the lake is not what the Turkmen officials hope for, it will take a lot longer for the lake to fill. The evaporation rate will make the lake extremely salty, and it will be extremely tempting for the Turkmen engineers to divert water from the Amu Darya River to the lake to make it fresher. Now, if they were to do that, Uzbekistan would be infuriated because Uzbekistan relies on the Amu Darya for a large share of its water supply. And Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan currently have an agreement on a water sharing. It's a very tense situation, though. So if Turkmenistan were to divert water from the Amu Darya, that's what critics say, that it could spark a conflict with their northern neighbor.
Rich Stone, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Rob.
Science News writer Richard Stone reports on the new lake being built by Turkmenistan. You can read his article in this week's Science.